This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 205 for Friday, December 29th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. On the last day of 2023, the ICE Futures canola market is moving lower despite mixed sentiment and comparable oils. There will be no trading on January 1st for New Year's Day. Malaysian palm oil is up, but Chicago soy oil is steady and European rapeseed is down. Although crude oil is on the rise, it remains on track for its biggest annual drop since 2020. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Thursday's close. The March canola contract is down $2.60 per ton at $657.50. In the U.S., corn is steady, soybeans are down, and wheat is mixed. Prices for all three crops on the Chicago Board of Trade are expected to be down compared to the end of 2022, with corn losing 30% of it for its biggest drop in 10 years, while wheat is 20% lower. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported today that 1.24 million tons of 2023-24 U.S. corn were sold for export during the week ended December 21st, up 23% from the previous week but down 12% from the four-week average. Close to half of the total sold went to Mexico, which also received 11,200 tons of 2024-25 corn. The U.S. Energy Information Administration said on average, 1.107 million barrels of ethanol were produced per day during the week ended December 22nd, almost an all-time record. Ethanol stocks increased by 611,000 barrels at 23.517 million, a 35-week high. ANAC projected Brazil's corn exports for the month of December at 6.96 million tons, 210,000 lower than the previous estimate. The March corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.75. Nearly 984,000 tons of 2023-24 U.S. soybeans were sold for export during the week ended December 21st, down 51% from the previous week and down 38% from the four-week average, with most of the total going to China. Net sales of 2023-24 soy meal saw a sharp increase week to week at 268,500 tons, as well as 100 tons of 2024-25 meal going to Canada. Only 900 tons of 2023-24 soy oil were sold, also to Canada. ANAC reduced its estimate for Brazilian soybean exports in December by 20,000 tons at 3.48 million, while soy meal exports were also pegged lower at 2.05 million. The March soybean contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.06. Net sales for 2023-24 U.S. wheat were during the week ended December 21st were on the lower end of trade expectations at 276,400 tons, down 14% from last week and down 60% from the four-week average. 41,600 tons of 2024-25 wheat were also sold. Front-month wheat prices on the Euronext exchange were down 28% for 2023, their first decline since 2019. The March Chicago wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.26. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is unchanged at $6.44 U.S. per bushel. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $7.25. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, December 29th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti. From everyone at MarketsFarm.com, we wish you and your family a very happy new year.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.